Okay, we're in the middle of Perek Mem Aleph, page 213 at the bottom, 114 on top of these Tanyas. We're about 10 lines in the top of the page. Huh?
Yeah,
so 213 at the bottom, 114 on top. There's plenty of Tanyas. Okay, until now, the story up to now. The Alter Rebbe is explaining the last number of chapters, and here he's starting a new point, and that is, we live in an action world. Action is what counts. Okay? If you have a pair of tefillin on the table, or Shabbos candles on your table, and you meditate into all the spirituality of it, all the Kabbalistic meanings of it, and but you don't light it, you don't put on the tefillin, you didn't do anything. Okay? Action is what really counts. But you need, like he gave the analogy of the bird. The bird can live just with the body without the wings. If you need to fly up, you want to go places, you need two wings. Right wing, left wing, love and fear. You need both. Love of Hashem and fear of Hashem. And he explained that fear is more important than love without going into that. Now the Alter Rebbe is starting a new point, which is a very interesting point. He's saying when a person does a mitzvah, so basically what are they doing? They're connecting to God, right? They're connecting to Hashem. So you have the body of the mitzvah, the body of the bird, and then you have the love and fear, which is the two aspects that make the bird go high. But he says what's very important in doing a mitzvah is to be part of the entire nation, not a personal mitzvah. In other words, when a Jew does a mitzvah, he should realize he's doing it for God to rest, and he's going to say this inside, for Hashem to rest on the entire Jewish nation, not only on me. And why is that? I'm going to say it outside first, and we'll see it inside. And this is what the Rebbe explains. The Rebbe, our Rebbe explains this over here in Tanya. He says like this, if I love God and I want to do a mitzvah to connect to God, there's still me involved. There's still a me. But what happens if I love God so much that I want God all over the place? That's a much greater level of God than if I'm just doing it for personal gratification. If I'm doing it for personal gratification, I'm doing it for, because I'm gaining by it. So it's very important in the mitzvahs, and we'll soon, since it's a very fundamental aspect that I was explaining, we need to have inclusion of everybody. It says like this, Ach amnam amr azal, the Gemara says, La'elam al yetzi atzmi min haklal. A person should never separate himself from the community. Right? That tifish min atzibur, all these various different dinim. Lachain, yiskavin, the person, when they do a mitzvah, what is part of the intent? What is the intent of the mitzvah that he spoke about before? The wings? Liyachid uladafka bar yisbarich, to unite and to cling to God. Maka nafshei or alikis, the source of his godly soul, the individual's godly soul. Umaka nefashis kol Yisrael, and the source of all souls. Shuruach piv yisbarach, which is the spirit of God's mouth, which is called the name of Shechina. We learned many times in Tanya that the source of the Jewish people is called the Shechina, the divine presence. Why is it called Shechina? Al shem sheshechenes umislabeshes, because it rests, meaning it comes down, and it dresses itself into, kol teich kol almin, into all the worlds, lachayusen ulakayim, to make him live, make the world live, and to make the worlds exist. Vihihi amashpazbay, and this divine presence is what gives me the koyach adibur, my speech, I'll explain in a second, I'm just reading it here, shemedaber divriter, to speak, or this ability of action to do this mitzvah. Meaning like this. When a person does a mitzvah, they talk, they learn Torah, right? Who's giving them the ability to speak? Hashem. Hashem is giving us the ability to speak. So a person needs to realize, Hashem is giving me the ability to speak. Or if I'm doing an action of a mitzvah, Hashem is giving me the ability to do the action for my hands to move. Without God, it can't move. I'm not going anywhere. So he says, Why is Hashem doing this? Because Hashem's presence, Hashem wants that his presence should be throughout the world. That's why he created the world. We learned many times, a person when they do Torah mitzvahs becomes a partner with God in creation. Okay, that's what it says, the expression in our Chazal, Gemara, Chassidus brings down, Shutef LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa B'Reishis. We become God's partner in creation. The definition of a partner is an equal. Definition of a partner is an equal. If you're not a partner, then if you're not equal, then you're not a partner. Yeah, you can have 40%, 50%, but generally speaking, in what you're a partner in, you're equal to everybody else. How we a partner with God in creation is very simple. God created the world for what purpose? We learned many times. Hashem wanted a dwelling place in the low worlds. Correct? What do you mean a dwelling place? To be God's revelation, to be revealed, his holiness, dwelling place in the low worlds. What did God do? So God created the world. But God doesn't bring the holiness into the world. We do that. Who brings holiness into the world? Hashem, when we do a mitzvah, we bring holiness into the world. Right? It's not, God didn't create a world and bring a kedusha into the world, because then what does he have to create a world? Well, stay where he is and then just keep it that way. What does Hashem want? Hashem says, I'm creating a physical world, but I want that you, Jews, bring holiness into the world. So if you think about it, there's two halves of creation. There's the world God created, and then there's the purpose of creation to bring holiness into the world. Right? So God did part one, and we do part two. So what is our role? Bringing Kedusha into the world. But not only into ourselves, but into the world at large. Meaning that the Shekhinah, the divine presence, should rest in the world. Now, the person realizes, this divine presence that I'm revealing into the world by doing a mitzvah is actually giving me the ability to talk, to write, to go, to walk, to eat, to no matter what it is. So therefore, that divine presence gives me the ability to do these things. Therefore, when I do it, what do I want to accomplish by it? That God should be all over the place. And therefore, the fact is, when a person does a mitzvah, no matter what the mitzvah is, man, woman, no matter what the mitzvah is, we're not only bringing sanctity on ourselves, we are bringing Kedusha into the entire world. It's not that when I light Shabbos candles, I become holier. No. By you becoming holier, the Rebbe said, you light a candle, the whole world lights up. That's the purpose of a mitzvah. Not only am I gaining by it, but he says, because we can't separate ourselves from the community. This is a communal effect, a communal effort. It's a community of Jews to bring godliness into the world. So therefore, when a person does a mitzvah, they come to the realization that not, oh, first of all, God has given me the ability to do it. But what is the purpose of me doing it? To bring Kedusha into the entire world. Meaning, I love God so much, I'm not only selfish about myself. I don't only want God in for me. Because God wants to be all over, I'm sharing God with everybody else. That's the ultimate level of doing mitzvahs, is not to bring Kedusha into ourselves, but rather to bring Kedusha into the world, at large. And he says, V'yichud zeh, and this unity that a Jew has with Hashem, who ayidei hamshachas arein tzav baruch hu lemata, is by bringing godliness down here. How? How do we unite ourselves with God? We learned many, many times. You want to give somebody a present, it has to be on their terms. If you hate something, yeah, you hate it, and I'm going to give you a present, I'm not giving you a present. Right? You want to give, or like, parents tell the kids, you want to give me a present? Behave. You know, that's the best present you can give to me. Because then you're doing it on my terms, not in your terms. when it comes to mitzvahs, to bring this infinite kedusha of God in the world, we can't do it on human terms because humans are limited. If I decide I'm going to serve God by drinking soda 3 times a day, it's ridiculous. Because my drinking soda, which is a limited act of drinking a cup of soda, ain't getting to the infinite, no way whatsoever. It's not going to get there. So when Hashem gives us a mitzvah, when we do the mitzvah, we unite ourselves with Hashem because we do the mitzvah, but at the same time, we unite the entire world, bringing holiness into the entire world. He says, the intent of the mitzvah is not only for yourself, it's for everybody. And he says, what is the purpose? The Yischavin, he should think when he does the mitzvah, Laham Shech Eri Yisbarich, to bring down the revelation of God, Al-Mokha Nafshay, and his own soul, the person doing the mitzvah, but at the same time, Nefashis Kol Yisrael, the souls of every Jew, Liyachton, to unite them, like he'll explain later, okay? Later on, like he says, later in Perek Mem Vav, V'zeo Pirush, and this is what it means like this. We say, Chabad doesn't say it by every mitzvah. Chabad is unique. We do a lot of things different than everybody else. You know, there's an expression, L'shem Yichud Kusher B'ruchu Shechintai. We're doing it to unite Kadosh Baruch Hu and Shechina. We say before Baruch Sha'amar. Okay. Most normal Jews say it before they do any mitzvah. Before they put on talis, they say L'shem Yichud Kusher B'ruchu Shechintai. For tefillin, L'shem Yichud Kusher B'ruchu Shechintai. Before lulav, L'shem Yichud Kusher B'ruchu. Before shayfah, L'shem Yichud Kusher B'ruchu. They do a whole bunch of L'shem Yichuds. The problem is the question is, do they actually know what they're saying? But let's define the words. If you see here, he says, L'shem Yichud Kusher B'ruchu Shechintai. He says, what? On page 213 at the bottom, like 8 lines in the bottom of the page. This is the meaning, for the sake of the union of the Holy One, blessed be He, with His Shechina in the name of Kol Yisrael. That's what it says in English. Yeah? That's the simple translation of the word. If you take this expression, okay, this is a whole thing in Chassidus, this is Chassidus 101, okay? If you just take the phrase simply, it means, this is to unite God with God. Kodesh Baruch Hu is God. Shechinte is God. Right? So you say, what is the purpose of the mitzvah? To unite Kodesh Baruch Hu or Shechinte. Which basically means God and God. I mean, that's a pretty ridiculous statement. The purpose of the mitzvah is to unite God and God. Obviously, God is united with God because you're united with you, or God is united with united. What does it mean? So Chassidus explains, this is a phenomenal concept. Okay? When we do a mitzvah, we bring more holiness into the world. When you do a mitzvah, you bring more kedusha into, therefore you make a bracha. Asher kidshanu b'mitzvah, so they got sanctified. Because we bring more sanctity, more kedusha into the world when we do a mitzvah. How does that happen? I light Shabbos candles, I put on tefillin, okay. How does more godliness get into the world? So let's speak human, and then we'll understand the way it is by God. The whole system of God, the spheres and those things up there, is male and female. Okay, male and female. Chochma is male, Bina is female. The 6 spheres, Chesed, Chesed, you say, is masculine. Hey is feminine, okay? Therefore, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the name of Hashem, Yud is masculine, Hey is feminine, Vav is the 6 spheres, which is just an extended Yud, which is again masculine, and Hey. Now, if you have a male and female separate, you're not going to have any kids, right? In order to produce more than what you are yourself, there has to be a unity between male and female. Correct? It's not having a biology class. But you need to have a unity between male and female. When you have a unity between male and female, then you create things that you didn't have before. But if the male and female are separated, I mean, each one separate, there's no children. There's no extension. The attributes in heaven, like we said, is masculine and feminine. So then Kedusha comes down in a normal way, from Chochma to Bina to Das to Chesed, Gevor, it comes on gradual. There's no extension. There's no adding. If you want to create more revelation of godliness in the world, by the way, the reason why it's like that by us, because that's the way it is in godliness. He started everything, right? Because in holiness, there has to be the male and female unity. Therefore, down here, in order to procreate, you need male and female. Now, what happens when a person does a mitzvah, they create a unity between the male and female levels up there. By causing a unity of the male and female attributes of God, you procreate. You create more than you'd have otherwise. Right? Now, there's Kadosh Baruch Hu. We say, L'shem Yichud Kutcha Brichu Ushchintei. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want to elaborate on this now because it will take too long. Kadosh Baruch Hu are the masculine levels of the six attributes of God. Shechina, like he's saying here, is Malchus. Shechina is feminine. Kadosh Baruch Hu is masculine. Shechina, in Hebrew, is feminine, which is a level of Malchus. Yes? When a person does a mitzvah, what they're actually doing is they're creating up there, by the action down here, they're creating up in heaven a unity between the male and female levels of God, which creates a greater level of Kedusha, more than if they'd be by themselves. And that's the concept of Kedusha brought down into the world through mitzvahs. Okay? So what do we say? We say, L'shem Yichud. What am I doing this mitzvah? For the sake of Yichud, to unite Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is the masculine level up there, the six fetus, and Shechina, the feminine level, Yichud Ishlim, but we add them B'shem Kol Yisrael, for all Jews, for the sake of Kol Yisrael, of all Jews. In other words, not doing this unity for myself, we're doing it B'shem Kol Yisrael. Now, therefore, people, but they don't, problem is they don't know what they're saying. When they say before a mitzvah, L'shem Yuchu Kusha B'richa Shechintah, basically what they're saying is, what are we doing with this mitzvah? To unite Kadosh Baruch Hu and Shechintah to create a greater revelation of godliness. Chabad doesn't say it before a mitzvah. And I'll tell you why not in a second. But in order to just verbally once a day say it, this is what the Rebbe Rashab writes, to say it once a day verbally, so before Baruch Shama, we say it for the day. Include all mitzvahs. Why doesn't Chabad say the Shem Yichud Kusha B'rich Shechintah? Because we do. Because the way Chassidus interprets the bracha, that's exactly what the bracha is saying. What is a bracha? You do a mitzvah, right? So you make Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'ilam. Okay? So simply it means, Blessed Thou, Hashem, God our God, I don't even know how to say it. Blessed Thou, Lord, God our God, King of the world. Yeah? Hashem Elokeinu Melech. Okay. It's pretty dull. What does it mean? Baruch in Hebrew does not only mean blessed. Baruch means to bring down. We had in a few weeks, Vayavrech HaSegmalim, Rivka lowered the camels. Birkayim means to kneel. When you kneel, you go lower. Okay. Baruch means to bring down. Ata, you, which means nameless God, a level of godliness which is higher than a name, you. Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, which is the infinite level of God. Elokeinu, Elokim means the numerical value of Hateva, nature. It's the way God comes into a natural form. And through this, it becomes Melech Ha'ilam, King of the world. In other words, it affects the world. In other words, what we're saying is like this. Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, represents the masculine level of God. Elokeinu represents a world, the receiving end, giver, receiver, male, female, the receiving end. But in order to unite male and female, which are two opposites, how do you unite two opposites? Because you say Ata. Ata is the level of God, which is the essence of God, which is nameless. Meaning, it's above any identification with world. It is God the way he is by himself. So what would we say when we're saying a bracha before a mitzvah? With this mitzvah, we're making a bracha on the mitzvah. With this mitzvah, I'm bringing down the essence of God to unite Hashem, that the infinite level of God, the higher level of God, becomes Elokeinu, ours. There's a unity between Hashem and Elokeinu, that it becomes ours. We're united with that level of God. And through that, it becomes Melech Ha'olam, King of the world. So, by Chabad, says in Chassidus, we don't need to say L'Shem Yichud, because we actually say it every time we say the bracha. What are we saying when we're saying a bracha? We're saying, actually, L'Shem Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu. The purpose of this mitzvah is to bring down the essence of God, which can unite the infinite and the finite level of God, that it becomes one with us, and Melech Ha'olam, it affects the entire world. In fact, they tell a story that the Chassidim of the Tzemach Tzedek once went to the Kotzker Rebbe, and the Kotzker Rebbe asked him, how do you define a bracha? You know, according to Chassidim, and they told him this interpretation of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, and the Kotzker said, now I understand why you guys don't say L'Shem Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because you really do say it. The whole purpose of a mitzvah is to cause a unity. And again, when there's a unity between male and female in their spiritual realms, and down here obviously too, you create greater revelations than each one can individually. But not, we don't stay there. We Melech Ha'olam, it becomes the king of the world. In other words, it affects the entire world. What?
So why do we say it even one time?
The Rebbe Shab writes in Samach to Samach, he says, to verbally say it clear that this is what we're doing to unite Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechinah. He says, just to say it verbally clear once, it should be, but really, every time we make a bracha on a mitzvah, that's what we're saying. So in other words, what happens when a Jew does a mitzvah? When a Jew does a mitzvah, they're actually uniting godliness up there, which causes greater revelations of godliness. But we're saying to God, not only upon us, B'Shem Kol Yisrael, or Melech Ha'olam, it should affect everybody. Because a Jew needs to understand, we're part of a team. We're part of a team. And in a team, there's no individual. By the way, I don't want to give you a sports lesson, because I don't know how many of you are into sports. The only success of any team, whether it's basketball, not so much, basketball, football, any of these things, hockey, soccer, when there's no me, it's us.
Yeah.
A team that there's me, we'll never win a game because you're only interested in me. Sports, you don't care if you get the goal or the basket or whatever. What do you care about? There's no me. There's us. Whatever us needs, so I'm completely nullified, subjugated, bottled to the us, and that's the Aved of the Jew. The Aved of the Jew is, like he says, not to separate yourself from the cloud. Because the success is when we do it as an us versus a me. Once the me gets involved, you ruin it. What? go. What?
Men have to daven in a minyan.
Right, women don't have to. Yeah. No. Because what it takes a man, a minyan, women do it without a minyan. I mean, what's the... There's so much greater than the men. I mean, you know that, I mean.
That's so true.
It's so true, I mean. There's no question about it.
Thank you.
But, huh?
Right.
Don't, she's going to ask me soon if I believe it.
No, I said we'll end on that.
Not yet. Three minutes.
You, if you believe, forget it.
I once spoke, I once spoke for teenagers in Long Island. And I asked about, well, in the 60s, you know, it was women's issues, all this stuff. And I gave him this spiel that women have less mitzvahs because they don't need the mitzvah to connect themselves to God. They're self-connected and they don't need it. And the men need it. And so one girl raises her hand at the end and she says, very good. I have one question to ask you. Do you believe what you just said?
How did you answer?
I lied and I said yes. No, but the point is, it's women have the connection to Hashem without having to do the mitzvah. For whatever reason it is, okay? Whether because they're given other responsibilities, and that doesn't matter. But it's not that they're losing out on the mitzvah. They have the mitzvah automatically. And therefore the Torah is not obligating them to do it. Because if they would need it, the Torah would make them do it. So even davening that women are obligated to daven every day, certain amounts at least, but they don't have an obligation to daven a minyan. You know, this... Okay, but we'll leave it here. But what Alter Rebbe is saying now... He says, even though this level is a very lofty level, to reach the unity of Kaddish Baruch Hu and Shechinte and for everybody, and he says, to get to this level, you really need a burning heart that's burning with a flame of fire and enthusiasm to godliness, but it's doable. Every Jew could reach that level, and that's the level at a certain level. Every Jew could reach it. Because God told us to do it, so obviously we can reach it. The power of many, by the way, when you do a mitzvah, and it's a group setting, the power of the many, like we learned many times, it is only by Jews, by the way, not by non-Jews. Nine men are nine individuals. Once you get 10, it's a new entity. It's not 10 individuals anymore. It's a minyan. It's a whole different ballgame. And that's the power of the Rabbah.